Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Betches Media presents.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
I want to quit the gym.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
With hosts Aileen Cooperman.
Joey doesn't share food.
And Sammy Fishbein.
Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries.
Hello, welcome to this bonus episode of Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy. We're back.
And we're back. We're always on. We have to come up with a better like opener. We're back.
We're
here. Arrived. We have arrived at our destination.
On.
And we're live, except not live. We are pre-recorded. Okay. Today we have a dear DST email. And Sammy, do you want to do the honors?
Yes, I will do the honors. Dear Sam and Aileen, I absolutely love the Dear DST episodes and have been following your podcast for over a year now. My boyfriend and I have bonded over our shared love for fitness and organic foods. I have been working through an eating disorder for over 6 years and have made a lot of progress due to therapy, reading, podcasts like yours, etc. I have two main questions. One, I've slowly been opening up about my eating disorder to my boyfriend, but every time I share something new, I get scared that I have told too much and that my problems will scare him away. Is there any right way to go about sharing this with someone new? The only people that really know the extent of my disorder is my therapist and one close friend who shares similar struggles. Two, how do I tell my boyfriend that although the things we previously bonded over are still of importance and interest to me, but set boundaries with certain triggering words like clean, indulging, healthy, good, or bad? For example, when we eat a snack at night, he'll say something like, ooh, you're indulging with me. I know it doesn't seem like a big deal, but the word indulging makes me feel like it's bad or that I'm being judged. I guess I just need help addressing my boundaries in a way that isn't putting blame on him. Thanks for everything you do. I love this podcast and community. Love, a day one betch.
Yeah, it's a great question. And I can like feel that because I feel her not pain, but I first of all, I think she's approaching it in a good way, like in the sense that she's not like questioning the relationship. She's just saying like, how can I take this into my own hands and kind of change the conversation?
Yeah. Well, okay. So I think it's scary when you start to, if you have like something that you really dealt with, like a real trauma and like an eating disorder, like really, like as she was describing, falls into that category. I think that like when you start dating anyone, unless you met because you have that particular thing in common, that's a tough thing to, any sort of trauma is tough to explain or like convey and set boundaries to anyone. Like I will say in the beginning of my relationship, like it was very hard for me to, or it wasn't hard once I did it, but it was hard to like know when and how to explain my family dynamics to Avi. And like mm-hmm. some of the things I had experienced in my family, and I felt like very shameful about them. And I distinctly remember going to Iceland and being with my friend there and like having like a panic attack to her. Like, what if he finds out like this about my family, finds out, meaning like I tell him, and he doesn't like me anymore, or he doesn't like think like that we are compatible because of it. And I was like really nervous about that. And I was really nervous like that would like screw up things mm-hmm. and that then I would feel like even more shamed and traumatized. But I think like if you and this person are aligned and like I can tell from this girl's email that she's like pretty stable and sane. Like I don't know why, like I just can.
Like she just seems self-aware.
Self-aware. I think that like if he's the right partner for you, he will understand that you have been through something and he'll probably like be adaptable to some of these changes, especially if it's just like words and not like saying certain things around food. I imagine. And also if he's not like really supportive, like it would jeopardize your recovery to stay with him. So
that's true. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. So I think it's actually important that you say it in whatever timing and manner feels right for you, and then like see how he takes it. And that actually is like pretty meaningful.
I also think that don't have any kind of expectations of what you want that person to say back, because they don't know really what to say back. Like, this isn't even nearly as close to as like about an eating disorder or anything. It's more just like a confrontation with Rusty. I was like, did I talk about this? I was getting ready for our anniversary and I was like really struggling finding an outfit. Again, not traumatic. really struggling finding an outfit because I just didn't have any, like, I just didn't, nothing was fitting right. And I just, whatever. And I was seeing a long time. And then I finally, it took a long time because he's like, are you almost ready? I'm like, no. And then I was just like, I didn't want to tell him like what I was going through because he just can't relate. You know what I mean? Like he can't. Yeah. And understanding that is a piece of how you communicate it. And so I said to him, I decided like it would help me. It would probably make me feel better if I shared it. So I said, I was like, hey, I need to tell you how I'm feeling right now. You don't have to say anything. I don't care. I just want to tell you, this is what I'm going through. Maybe it's slightly irrational, but like, this is why it's taking me so long to do this. And so I shared, like, I'm not really feeling good about myself. And I'm having trouble finding something to wear. And he just like kind of hugged me. He's like, I'm sorry. Like, I'll wait for you. No, but we're going to be late to dinner. And I was like,
yeah.
And then I found something to wear. Yeah. And yeah. And it was just so nice. And I feel like if they're the right kind of like person, you know, then if they're the right person for you, then they'll, sorry. if they're the right person for you, they would understand. And I feel like the way, like you said, they just kind of come at them like very soft and share how you're feeling. And if they don't, if they're like, oh, fuck you, I'm not going to indulge, then to get him out of your life. But I doubt he would. I doubt it.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
It's like you said, Sammy, it's all like this internalized shame.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Guys, as many of you know, I've been on an alcohol-free journey. Please don't hold it against me that I just said journey, but I have. And one thing that I've really missed on this journey is beer. But now with Athletic Brewing, I'm able to get that delicious beer-like taste in my mouth without any of the alcohol. It's amazing. Just so you guys know, I used to love sours. I'm a big sour drinker and I really miss that taste. And now I don't have to miss out on it. It's amazing. Whether you're trying to cut back or you just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is often a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet fruity sours? Now you can enjoy this style without the hangover the next day. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic brews bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code DST20 DST to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's code DST at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer, exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company, fit for all times.
Most of the things that we spend our childhood or years being shamed of, like they, like other people don't see that as shameful. They see it as just like you, and they don't like, it's not like they were like friends with you or in a relationship with you or whatever. And we're like, oh no, like that's a deal. Like red flag or deal breaker is just a game. It's not like, it's not like real. Like a lot of times those things that people, you know, say, like when you know the person, it's like you're taking the whole person, including the trauma.
But what's interesting about red flag and deal breaker is that different people have different opinions on it. Therefore, there's a match for everybody's red flag can match somebody else's.
Sometimes it's not a red flag or a deal breaker, but it's like, this is a plus.
Yeah, maybe it's a positive. It's like what you want to attract.
Yeah.
But I understand this is like definitely very difficult when you like have, when you want to open up about, especially an eating disorder, because it changes, it's an actively like changing your lifestyle with a person. So there's no right way to do it. It's just like talk to, I mean, maybe there is, like, I'm not a therapist.
I'm sure there's a wrong way to do it, but I'm sure there are many, I'm sure there's many right ways and many wrong ways to go about it. I have a feeling if you go about it super defensive, like, I'm going to tell you this, and if you don't accept me for it, I'm going to break up with you. Like, I don't know, like,
that would probably
be a wrong way.
Yeah. And
but I don't think there's, I don't think you could, like, cry too much, for example.
You could, yeah, and I don't think that you could say too much. Like the more that you share and the more that you share about your life, the kind of better, the stronger your bond would be. And again, I think the biggest thing is no expectations of what you want him to say.
Yes. Because he's not gonna, he might even say something like that you find triggering, but it's not malintended.
Yeah.
Right. And you might have to be like, well, speaking of that, the way that you said, like, I know you're trying, you know, but the way you said that is also triggering.
And you could
for
say, like, I know this is going to be kind of like a thing we're going to kind of do together. I just wanted to give you a heads up that, I mean, this is what I'm going through or what I have been going through. And I just want to share this with you. And I really like you. And because I like you, I wanted to tell you this about me.
Yeah.
And I feel like then he'd be like, oh, you like me? Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
If he doesn't say that, that's okay too.
Okay. I think a lot of women think that because like men don't like clinginess, that they don't like vulnerability, but those are different things.
Yes.
Don't think that like your vulnerability is like to be confused with like clinginess or neediness. There's a difference.
And there's a difference between being vulnerable and being insecure.
Yeah. That too. But maybe because that's another episode.
It's a different episode. Right, because sometimes clinginess is like this, like, it's your insecurities just, like, coming at you, like, with tentacles.
Yeah.
but, yeah, being vulnerable makes a relationship super strong.
Yes.
Any relationship.
Yeah.
As you can see on, like, Housewives.
Anyway,
guys. Own it, Lisa or not. Anyway, guys. Super emotional, not DST or DST, but email us your DR DSTs at DST@betches.com. We'll do our best to answer them. Again, like, we're not licensed therapists, so we're just sharing from our perspective and our experiences with therapy. but we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is hosted by Aileen Cooperman
and Sammy Fishbein.
Our editor is Sean Kilby. Our podcast producers are Mike Coscarelli, Sean Kilby, and Carly Rice.
And artwork is by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram and email your questions and non-scale wins to dst@betches.com.
Betches.